This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Doing business in a setting where you know all the rules can be hard enough, but you get yourself overseas where the local customs are untaught and sometimes even unspoken, and that deal you are trying to get done can come to a screeching halt. Marketplace's Sally Herships is just back from a trip to Japan.
Recently, I went to a dinner meeting in Tokyo. In Japan, a lot of business happens over meals. I was meeting three Japanese professors. Two of them came in and sat down across from me. And that's when things got, well, Japanese.
Okay, so I noticed when we first came in that this seat was left empty. So I'm curious to know why you left this middle seat empty.
I'm the oldest.
Toshihiro Nakayama teaches policy management at Keio University. And like he said, he's the oldest.
Well, the center seat is supposed to be a seat for a... I kind of hesitate to say that I'm the most important. I'm just the oldest guy. But in a Japanese culture, an oldest guy is supposed to be someone very important.
What this means is when you go to a meeting in Japan, you don't just grab an empty chair and sit anywhere. Typically, there's a formal seating arrangement. And sometimes, if you're Japanese, you're just expected to know where to sit. Then there are the business cards.
So the Americans will just, you know, give you a card like this in a single-handed way. And that's very rude.
So he's taking the card and just kind of like, almost like you're throwing it at someone.
And we cannot forget the right way to bow.
You have to have the right bow in a right occasion.
Okay, but if you're not Japanese, how do you navigate all of this? Because doing business in Japan goes way beyond bowing and business cards.
And it's not only about the etiquette.
Yuko Morimoto works with Japan Intercultural Consulting. The company helps foreign companies get work done in Japan. Morimoto says what's really important is understanding the different styles of communication different cultures have. Like, we Americans have a reputation for being direct, but the Japanese, not so much. For example, take saying no.
So they say something like, that's a good idea. Let us think about it.
Wait a second. Wait, but then if I'm American, then I'm thinking that's really literal. That's a good idea. They want to think about it. That's a huge misunderstanding.
Right, yeah.
Morimoto says the word yes in Japan just doesn't mean the same thing. It could mean, hey, we just met, and I don't think it's polite for me to say no right away.
Or they say yes. So, and yes mean yes, I'm hearing you, and that doesn't necessarily mean yes, I like it.
So when does yes ever mean yes, like an American yes?
Yes, it does. It does.
Now, are you just saying yes like a Japanese yes, or is that an American yes?
What I said now is American yes. So what is difficult is that it's not no all the time. It can be yes, or it can be if yes, or it can be no yes.
Okay, a no yes. But Morimoto says it's not just language. To understand what's really being said, you need more information. Like, was another meeting scheduled or was a contract signed? And this next thing is huge. She says Japanese are more risk-averse than Americans, and they want consensus. So they can take their time with decisions and making sure everyone is on board with them. But Americans, we are just in a rush.
What is the biggest mistake you think an American company could make in Japan?
I would say extend your stay. Don't try to rush and, you know, make things happen in 2 days or 3 days.
Morimoto says Americans need to slow down and the Japanese need to pick up the pace and to be more direct. But she says American companies shouldn't try to be Japanese and vice versa. The reason we do business with each other is because we want something different. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.